start your day the Torah with Rabbi Yehuda Mamustin.
The Mishnah Avos we had yesterday started off by defining three things that we consider to be really just blessings, things that come from Shemaim. What are they? We know that before a person's born, the Malach asks, Tipa Zumateele, what should happen to this person? Should he be strong? Should he be weak? Should he be intelligent? Should he be stupid? Should he be rich? Should he be poor? Those are things which are decided before birth. Yet the Mishnah says, Eizel Chocham Alem Kodom. Anyone can be a Chocham. It's not telling how much intelligence you have. It doesn't depend how bright you are. You just have to be Loim Kodom. How strong are you? Are you a strong person or a weak person? Does it depend on how Kodesh Baruch Hu made you? No, Eizel Gibber Kodesh, it's all up to you. What about being rich? Surely that's just a matter of the kim. Some people are rich. Hashem decided they should have a lot of money. No. Eizel Osher Smech Bechelkoi. Because you could have a poor person with money who's not rich. It's just a poor person with lots of money. But a rich person is somebody Smech Bechelkoi. You could have somebody with lots of knowledge and a lot of brains, but he's not a chochem. He's not a loim kolodom. You could have somebody who's got big muscles. He's not a gibor. He's not a kovishes yitzri. So it's very clear from this Mishnah that contentment is a very good thing, because oshe is somebody smech bechelkoi. I was thinking that Tzirif Oisius of Shem Avaya, which are for Chodesh Tammuz, is the Shem Avaya the other way around. It's called V'chol Zenin Sheveli. It's a pasuk which is in Megillas Esther. Haman Arosha said, he knows he's got everything. He knows he has tremendous power. He knows he has tremendous wealth. He knows everybody bows down to him. And he says it's all worth zero. Why is it worth zero? Because there's one person who doesn't bow down to him, Mordechai HaTzadik doesn't bow down to him. And he says, everything I've got, his houses, his mansions, his avodim, his huge family, his tremendous ashiras, it's nothing. Mordechai's not bowing down to him. What's that got to do with Chodesh Tammuz? Why is it that Tzirif HaOisius for Tammuz is V'chol Zeh Einenu Sheveli, the last letters of those words? Zeh Einenu Sheveli is Shem Avaya the other way around. That's Tzirif HaOisius says during Rosh Chodesh Musaf, we meant Mechavan, that order of letters of the Shem Hashem. Bechlal, how do you understand it? How do you understand that somebody could have such a lot of blessing in his life, so many advantages in life, and say because there's one thing missing, there's one thing he doesn't have. He says, everything I do have is worth zero. Chodesh Tammuz is always the month of Parshas Korach. When Korach comes along to Moshe Rabbeinu with Tainas, what does Moshe Rabbeinu say? Rav Lachem Menei Levi. You're not regular, you're Levi'im. Levi'im have been elevated and given a much more important status than the rest of Klal Yisrael. They're able to be Mishose Hashem, not Stam, it's because at the time of Chet HaEgel, they're the ones who responded to Moshe Rabbeinu's announcement, Mid Hashem Eloi, Shevet Levi came forward. And therefore, Levi'im are tremendously important. So Moshe Rabbeinu says to Korach, to Hadas Korach, Rav Lachem Menei Levi. Why didn't that calm them down? So we do find another instance where someone says, you can give me everything, it's worth nothing. Where's that? Moshe Rabbeinu. Besides Haman. Haman says, of course, in the Shevili. But it's Moshe Rabbeinu. Because after Chet HaEgel, Rabbeinu Shalom says, I'm going to start all over again. Give up on Klal Yisrael. And make you, the next Klal Yisrael. So Moshe Rabbeinu begs the Rabbeinu Shloim to be Moichel Klal Yisrael for that Veira, and he says, V'im ayin mechein no mesifrcha shekasovto. So Mechaneyar, Odessa explains what it means is, Moshe Rabbeinu says, whatever I have, whatever you give me, Bezeu, Boy, this world, and the Olam Haba, it will all be worth nothing to me because my tsar at the destruction of Klal Yisrael will be so great, I will never be able to have any hanah at all from it. Now the upset I have that Klal Yisrael have been wiped out after that, it's going to completely obliterate any enjoyment, any hanah, any schar that I have. The month of Tammuz is always the month of beginning of Erev Tzorim. Shavuos of Tammuz. What's Churban HaBayis from? Churban HaBayis is from Sinas Chinam. Chofetz Chaim says Sinas Chinam and Kina are interwoven. A jealousy. What is jealousy? If you want to look at jealousy in a deeper way, you say, well, jealousy is really Midasa Emes. No? It's Emes. Saying, why does he deserve it, not me? Emes. Mishpat. Din. Is it true that he's so much better than me that he deserves to have that and I don't deserve to have it? Kina seems to be rooted in Emes, in justice, in fairness. So what's wrong with it? Why does it say, Kina Vatayva Kodam Tzina Solim Loino? And the answer must be, because it's a denial of the Rabbeinu Shleilam. Ein od magil mashmuch al chaver filik amali nima. You can never take anything away from somebody else. Nobody else can take anything away from you. Filik amali nima, because it's minashamayim. So kina is really the steerer to attachment to Hakadosh Baruch Hu. So the chodesh Tammuz v'chol zinin shayvali. The outlook of Haman, of discontent, the opposite of Ezar Shasmech Chelkoi, that's the Sibas HaChurban. That's why Churban happens. Let's look in this week's parasha and see how that's helpful to understand a very, very disturbing part of this week's parasha. One of the most disturbing things in this week's parasha, of course, which is a big plea, we don't understand it, is Chedmei Meriva. The Moshe Rabbeinu did something, we don't even know exactly what he did wrong. Rishonim will argue, different pshatim, what did Moshe Rabbeinu do wrong? Oh, he hit the cellar instead of speaking to the cellar, what's the difference? Can you ever get water out of a cellar by hitting it? Of course not. There's nothing more dry than a stone. So the ness of water coming out of a stone, is that less of a ness than water coming out of a stone when it's spoken to? When it's spoken to, it's a bigger ness, and when it's hit, it's a smaller ness. They're both completely lemal mateva, no shaykhas with teva. Al pi teva, you could take a sledgehammer and bash a stone for hours or for days or for weeks or months or years, you never get a drop of water out of it. So Mechatesa should be less of a miracle to make the cellar produce water through hitting them through speaking. So it could be because of Noitzilachem Maim Nasela, the Moshe Rabbeinu, Moshe and Aaron said, we will take out. Matsya had a phenomenal story with Noitzilachem Maim Nasela. So what was the big album, Noitzilachem Maim Nasela? I heard this from Matsya 50 years ago. I'm not exaggerating. Actually, 50 years ago. And he said, Mordechai, it's a very simple story. I've said it over many, many times. He says, the Maisa Shloihoya is like this. Once upon a time, there was a lady, Haloyelena, was very ill. In a certain town, somewhere. And her husband was misnagged. No shaykh chassidus. No shaykh taught chassidus. So, husband was not well, and they went to doctors, and they said tilim, and they davened, and they begged the Rebbein Shem for refuah. Nothing was getting better. But somebody says to him, look, you've got nothing to lose. There's a Rebbe in town, he's a big Bal Moifus. Go to him. Maybe you have a Yeshua. So he goes to this man, and he's a Rebbe, and a big tzaddik, and makes him feel very good. And he says to him, nothing to worry about, everything's going to be okay, your wife will get better, she'll recover. He listens to him, he goes back home, his wife's still not okay and does not recover. It's worse and worse. A few months later, somebody meets him, he sees he looks very, very depressed, and says, what's the matter? He tells him. He says, no, there's another Rebbe in town. He's also a very big Balmoyfus. He says, go to the other Rebbe. Same thing happens. He goes to the second Rebbe. The Rebbe's very supportive and very sympathetic, very understanding, and tells him everything's going to be okay, don't worry. And nothing's okay. And then things carry on being really terrible. All of a sudden, there's a Moedic Yeshua. His wife gets better. She recovers. Oh, Lehudim, what a big simcha there is in town. This white man's wife is Baruch Hashem 100% okay. But a few weeks go by, and there's another big tzara in town. Machloikas. Which Machloikas? Whose Rebbe made the moifus? Was it my Rebbe or your Rebbe? Which Rebbe? Who's responsible? So these two groups of chassidim used to get on very, very well. And now they managed to cross the road, they're not speaking to each other, there's real fights going on. Why? Because who was responsible? Who made the refuah? So it went on for weeks and weeks, till finally the gab of one of the rebbes goes to his rebbe, and he says to him, we've got a big tzara here in town. What's the tzara? He tells him it's a huge machlokes. He says, could the rebbe just tell me, was it you or was it the other rebbe? So what did the rebbe answer? I have to tell you the truth. I didn't do it. I didn't make her better. Oh, so it was the other Rebbe. No, it wasn't the other Rebbe either. It was the Rebbe Yishalei, and my belayda had nishkin chassidim. He doesn't have any chassidim. Nobody's giving him credit for it. It's either you or him. So Matthew said this story, and then he said, so, B'daki dakas, in the language, in the Torah, of noitzil chemayim nasela, Moshe Rabbeinu is miyakas, the amazing miracle to himself, rather than HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to bring out water. But here we have the kasha. This is a tremendously difficult thing to understand, and it's a very important question to ask. We know that whatever mistakes a person ever makes in his or her life, they can always fix them. Every single mistake's fixable. We all make mistakes. If we didn't make mistakes, we wouldn't be human beings. But every single mistake is fixable. Everything. So there's no such thing as a chet which is so chomu, there's no tshuva. There's always tshuva. Doing a tshuva, even Chil Hashem makes it, there's tshuva, just the kapora is when he dies. But even Chil Hashem, there's tshuva, you do tshuva. And that is Chil Hashem over here, but you can do tshuva. So, going to Tshuva Shem Gass and Kis HaKovet. So, the Altum Kelim asks, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu does Tshuva for Chet Mei Meriva? And it doesn't help. Doesn't help. Rabbi Yisrael says, no, Yan, no, Yaman to be like Shein Leim Ben Yisrael, because you weren't Mekadosh Shem Shemayim, that's it, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael. What's the pshat? Tshuva always works. Tshuva always gets rid of Aveir. If you have a look, actually, in Mrs. Shorim, he explains the fact that tshuva wipes out our actions is midas hadin, not just midas harachmin. Why? Because the yogoin, the tremendous agony, the pain of charota is so great, it min hadin, it wipes out the Aveir. It's key that I never did it because I'm so upset with myself for making the mistake. The chet is minadin, it's neka. And as Sishon explains, it's mamish kaloi hoyo. When a person's done wrong and he's emes doing tshuva, it's kaloi hoyo. It's like he never ever did it. So the Altum Kerem's kasha is, in Arishaz, you see in this week's Sefer, he says, how could it be that Moshe Rabbeinu does tshuva gemura, proper tshuva, for Chet Mei Meriva, and he's still not allowed in Eretz Yisrael. And he gives the most beautiful answer. He says, Avad Moshe Rabbeinu's tshuva is a total tikkun. It totally is mesaken la'aveira. But here's a big but. What's the but? he still hit the seller. Had he spoken to the seller, the roish made on Klal Yisrael would have been so great that, but the doirei doiris, it would have been impossible for them, for Am Yisrael, to ever drop to the Madrega where they would need to have Churban HaBayis. They could never have dropped to that level. So Churban HaBayis would never ever have been possible had Moshe Rabbeinu not done this Aveira. But now that Moshe Rabbeinu has done this Aveira, he has hit the seller instead of speaking to the seller to produce the water. The outcome is Klal Yisrael is going to drop. They'll drop to such a point where they can't have a Beis HaMikdash anymore. And where the Rebbeinu Shloim is Shofach HaMosel Eitzim Avonim. And that is the Toivas Yisrael. Had Moshe Rabbeinu been allowed now to go into Eretz Yisrael after doing tshuva, he would have built the Beis HaMikdash. Had Moshe Rabbeinu built the Beis HaMikdash, it would have been impossible for the Beis HaMikdash to ever be destroyed. And then the only thing that could have possibly happened, Chalila, would be the destruction of Am Yisrael. So the Hatzolah of Klal Yisrael was the very fact that Moshe Rabbeinu was not allowed to go into Eretz Yisrael. Had he been allowed in, that would, Chalila, have been the end of Klal Yisrael. But now there's Shofar HaMosel Eitzim Avonim. The question is, after we've understood this, we see Tammuz is this V'chol Zeinenu Shoveli. It's not worth it. It's not worth it. What's the positive side of V'chol Zeinenu Shoveli? We understand the negative side. This is the Sibah of Kinah. Jealousy is rooted in feeling it's not fair. Why has he got it, not me? Why have they got it, and I haven't got it? So you say, as maminim, we mustn't have kinah. The emun is a steer to kinah. It's like if you ask somebody, what's kas? What's anger? Anger and jealousy are the most normal emotions that everyone has. Matsyahu once said, he says, if somebody says, you know, I know what my chesronos are, I've got many chesronos, but one thing I haven't got is the problem of jealousy. So Matsyahu said, that person's got another problem. What's that? Honesty. He's not being honest. Because jealousy is normal. Everybody has jealousy. Jealousy is regular. But every time a person is jealous, every person loses their temper. What is it really? It's a lapse in emunah. It's a temporary lapse in emunah. Because as a ma'amin, it soys the whole thing. I'm a man, I believe. So if I believe, how could I get angry? We do get angry. So it says, Vayitzev Moshe HaBekudachoyel, Moshe HaBeinu, B'dargosoy. There's nobody in the whole world ever anywhere near the Darg of Moshe HaBeinu doing on the V.M. And because of Vayitzev Moshe HaBekudachoyel, also such a thing, but it's a lapse in Emunah on some Madrig. So I was thinking, so what is this middle causing the Shovel? Because everything is created with Tovel Mutter. Everything's got a good and a bad place for it. What's the good place of a chozin and a shoveli, of this attitude of, I've got everything, but that one thing I haven't got is disturbing me and driving me crazy. You know what it is? After 120, a person gets asked a lot of questions, a number of questions. And one of them is, Tzipisa Yeshua. Were you waiting for Mashiach to come? On Mashiach it should be a chozin and a shoveli. On the Gula, we say, how can I be completely happy when Boir Olam hasn't got his presence in the Beis HaMikdash? How could I be happy without Yeshua Hashem? Everything could be great in your life. Everything's fantastic. You've got everything you want. Kol's Mandar, Boir Yishloyon, is Shchinta Begalusa. It should be a Becholzin in the Shoyvon. So Chodesh Tammuz, it should be as man, says Chayisham, of course, Tammuz, if you do, is a shtema, is man yitshuva mashin uvoyim, really thinking about Elul, about Rosh Hashanah, about Yom Neroim. But in terms of Tammuz, it's sad, Tammuz, that it's Shavuos and Tammuz, it's the 3 weeks, it's Ben Amtsorim. I think this is the main nekuda, that we should be focused much, much more on the Chozin and the Shevili Kozman, the Beis Hamikdash is the Churbana. I'll tell you what it's like. I know a story of a boy, I think he must have been about 10, 11 years old. He once got into a terrible fight with a classmate in school. You know what the fight was about? That one boy teased the other boy, not about him, but about his father. He said about his father's very overweight or something like that. So teasing him about his father. And that was the worst chapter he could ever do. Why? It's my father. I love my father. How dare you speak against my father? That should be how we feel. Kolzman, we say Shema Yisrael, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad. He's going to be Echad. He's not yet Echad. He's now Hashem Elokeinu. Like Rashi says there. Now the Baruch Hashem is Hashem Elokeinu. He's our God. But Losid Lovo, it's going to be Hashem Echad. Why are we bothered? Why are we bothered about the atheists? Why are we bothered by Chil Shabbos? Why are we bothered that Kvod Shemayim is in the gutter? Why doesn't it bother us? I've heard in many, many ways Kvod Shemayim is tremendous. And the miracles that have happened in terms of Kovod HaTorah, an increase in Torah, increase in Chesed, increase in Davening, all these things in life, it's really three Amudei Olam. All of them today, by comparison to 20 years ago, 30 years ago, it's like not just better, a billion times better. All those three areas. You look at every single shul, you've got another Kodal Boika. Every place there's a night color. Everywhere. And Chesed, the amounts of money they're given to the stocker today, it's Niflad Ma'oid. All those three things, Torah, Reading, and Chesed, are much, much, much greater today than they've ever been, for who knows how many days. But what's missing? Ben Shem is still hidden. Still Hester. Till Mashiach comes. Doesn't bother us now. We say, Kishos Kvin Kalyoyim, the Peleyoyit says, when we say in Shema Esdras, Kishos Kvin Kalyoyim, it's a gewaltige skula to think of all the things we need Yeshua's for. So personally, he's saying it's Semach Kavod Avdcho. So he says, Kishos Kvin Kalyoyim, Peleyoyit says, B'Shem Narizal. Narizal says, so you say, Kishos Kvin Kalyoyim, think of all the things you want. I want a shidduch, I want this, I want that, I want the job, panosa, whatever it is you want, health, your health should be better, everything. Kishos Kvin Kalyoyim. So, and as soon as I saw that Peleyoyit, I started doing it. And then I realized one thing. The ganze kop, my whole head is in all those things. What about the real Yeshua? What about his ganze kvod shamayim? What about Mashiach? That's not true. There, the kishos kvod shamayim is not true. Part of kishos kvod shamayim, which is true, is I'm waiting for this Yeshua, that shidduch, or that refuah, or that good thing to happen. I'm desperate for that. But kishos kvod shamayim for the Ribono Shel Olam, it's another thing. We know that Shlomo HaMelech said this, the Al Yisal Chochem Chochmoso is Hal Gibbe Gross, Al Yisal Oshel Oshrek, and Zoy Yisal Mishal Haskev Yedoy Oisi. And according to that Mishnah and others, Perek Dalet, Meginib in Zoy Moime, it's connected that. It's connected those three things, Chochmo and Gvura and Oisha. And to say they're all accessible. So what's it saying? If there is really a predetermination of exactly what your life will be, Rabbi Nishan decided, even before you were born, he made it known to the Malachim what you're going to be. Are you going to be a Chochm or not? Are you going to be a Gibor or not? Are you going to be Osher or not? So what's the Mishnah saying is a Gibor? And I think the answer is again in this week's parasha. What does the Torah say over here about Refuah? How did the Refuah come from the Nechoshim when he's throwing the stuff in Chatiman? Look up. If you start looking up, then everything changes. Mistaken klapi malo. Then miyad misrapid, because you look at the malo. The Baruch Hashem is saying in this Mishnah, he's a Oshia, he's a Chochmah, he's a Gibor. It's saying, be mistachek klapei malo. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has given me whatever he's given me. He's made me in my matzav. My matzav is not mine, it's a matzav Hashem has given me. But when we mistachek klapei malo, and then look which part is from Hashem, and which part is from us, then you say, no. Everybody can get it. Just be Kovish Yetzar and you're a Gibor. Everybody can be rich. Could be every kind of money, but everybody can be rich. And every single person can be a Chocham. I want to say it's exactly the opposite of what we think in terms of Chochmah. You have a child or grandchild who's super, super bright. He's so clever. They say you must put him up a class in school. And even then he's too clever for the kids in that class. They say you've got to put up two classes. And he comes to yeshiva and the shiur's no good for him. He's much, much too bright for this magid shiur. You need to let him learn with Rosh Hashiva. And there's Rosh Hashiva and he says, no. He's such an illu. He has to learn from the Kleisos. He has to go to Rosh Koyl, who knows even more than Rosh Hashiva. And the Mishnah says, Pum faket. Eizeu chochom haloimid mikol odom. The loimid mikol odom means you're a chochom. Not, as we would have thought, well, he's very bright, he can't learn from this one, he can't learn from that one, they're not clever enough for him. And the same thing with Eizeu osher smech b'chelkoi. You look at the biggest ashirim, what do they want? They want more. You think Elon Musk is satisfied with what he's got in his bank account? Of course not, he wants to make more. And this was saying that those are people with money, they're not ashirim. This is everybody can have it. And what does Samech B'chelkoi come from? It's really Emuna. The Tzira for Oisus, the Tammuz, the Chozin and the Shoveli, is telling us the Churban is from discontent. And therefore, it's Kol Kuloi B'yodeinu, it's entirely in our power to have contentment, to have joy. From the being mistaka klapei malo, looking higher, looking up, saying, I look to the Rebbein Shem, say, Rebbein Shem, you run the world. It's your world. I'm here in this world, but it's your world. The more the Ayid is mistaka klapei malo, the more he has real oisha. He has nutza nefesh. He has inner calm and inner peace. Chet mei meriva is a mystery. But with this vart of the Altam Kelm, we understand that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam saying to Moshe Rabbeinu, you can't go into Eretz Yisrael, which sounds so hard and so unbending and so tough, no, it's Kula L'Tovaseinu. It's out for our good. It's so the Klal Yisrael can continue, Klal Yisrael can survive. That's the message. So we should use Chodesh Tammuz try and have the Chol Zinei Shoveli only for one thing. We want the Mashiach. We want the Gula to come. We're waiting for Yeshua's Hashem. Not just because it will end the wars. Not just because it will end the missiles. We want the Mashiach to come for his Galus Kol Shemayim, for the honor and the recognition of HaKadosh Baruch Hu himself.